Hello and welcome to this week's podcast. I'm Teacher Sim and welcome to my show. Today we're going to be talking about my interview that I had for my new post at the Academy here in Peterborough. Followed by that, we'll talk about my observations that have been happening with my new provider of training. And then we'll deal with my OCR National course. And then just a couple of discussions about things that are going on around the school. So I hope you enjoy the show. Well, I went to my interview yesterday. I had a panel of three that was interviewing my college leader, the Director of Education and an HR Specialist. Each three of them were able to go through what the job entails, about the new academy, but let me into some bits of information, such as that the academy will follow the what's called the 2P regulations, which means that everybody who has a job in the predecessor schools will get a job in the new school, which is all fine and dandy, except I have a temporary contract because I'm a qualified teacher, and therefore my position doesn't necessarily mean I'll automatically get a post. But they're going to honour the fact that I'm a teacher, that I am moving with the school, and therefore they're going to offer me a position in the academy. But they can't offer me anything else except for a teaching post, and that can only be offered on the basis that I qualify from my training provider to be a qualified teacher in Easter, which is the plan anyway, which I'm happy to go along with. So I'm quite happy with that. The interview was fine. It was very positive. Asked about what it is I thought I could bring to the academy, and I told them that I was a good teacher. I was asked by the HR specialist how I knew that, and I told them because people tell me, and they do, and I'm really pleased about that, and I'm quite pleased about my progress is going on overall. So that was my interview. Everything's going fine with it, and I'm quite happy. My training provider is the Cambridge Partnership here in this part of the world, and they've cancelled their last two observations. The reason being is that they feel that they've done enough observations of my teaching practice to cover the points that I'll need to be covered, and I've got enough, shall we call it, evidence that my ability to do all the classroom stuff. So I'm quite happy with that, they're happy with that, and overall I can just rest assured that as a teacher, on my ability to present anyway, that I've got enough evidence to show that I meet all the criteria that the government have laid out for what qualifies someone to become a teacher. Really pleased with that, really proud of myself, and happy that that's the case. Okay, I'm teaching OCR Nationals to most of my students at the moment, and quite enjoying the fact that I'm doing so. It's a truly vocational course, and it's something that a lot of the students are getting into. Now, I do teach a lot of low ability students who really struggle with their literacy. The spelling is absolutely abysmal, but I'm pleased to say that in the OCR National course, they're able to go on, get the work done, and evidence the fact that they can use the computer, that they can make a PowerPoint presentation, that they can produce a letter or a flyer, or a business card, or whatever it is they're being asked to do. And because of the fact it's a vocational course, it's on the skills that they know, they're going to be able to fly and pass the course. I'm really pleased with how it's going and how they're getting on, and I just hope that they keep it going and we don't have any other issues, and the year will pass out, which all of my students, I'll be able to add value to where they were, to where they're going to, and I'm quite pleased about the way that their progress is going. So overall, I'm happy with the course. Now, if any of you out there are listening and do teach the OCR National course, I'd like to get in touch. Please do so on the email address that I'll give you at the end. I'll give you a chance to discuss, really. I just want to know where you are and how you're getting on with the same course, which is quite enjoyable. Quite enjoyable indeed. It's come to my attention as a classroom teacher that I can maintain discipline within my room. Oftentimes there are issues that arise and people do things that I'm not too happy about, but generally I'm quite happy with the level of discipline that I can control within my room and the sanctions that I give if discipline is kind of, if people do step over the line. But I feel I've got a good relationship with my students and I'm able to get them working, and therefore it's not causing me any major problems at the moment. What I am concerned about though is really around the school, the behaviour around the school. That's a place where things happen and problems occur. And I just was interested in some of your thoughts and feelings on how that could be managed, on how a leadership team and how a team of teachers can deal with behaviour around the school. I do feel that if behaviour around the school was better maintained and handled better, then it would have less problems in the classroom. And I wondered what anyone thought about that and whether they thought that was something that they'd encountered, thought about, or be interested in discussing. So that's all I've got time for today. I hope to do this more regularly. I have been lax of late and not been able to get in touch, but I hope that today was enlightening and interesting. We can keep up to date with what's happening and I can get some feedback from you at some stage to discuss any further things that are going on. I am looking to do a students podcast, and if any of your schools have got a podcast that's going on with your students, I'd be interested to see how it's going from there. So thanks very much and take care. Oh, by the way, my email address is on the webpage where you got this from, and please link through to it and get in touch with us at any time. Thank you now. Bye.